Matt lay curled in a fetal position. Not even the faintest glimmer of light penetrated the tape over his eyes. All feeling was gone from his bound hands, and his feet tingled with 1,000 needles. He tumbled about as the car swerved, slowed, accelerated, stopped, started. At times, what must have been huge potholes sent him bouncing against the trunk lid. The muscles in his back cried out with every bump and jolt. His injured ribs made each breath torture. Although he knew there was enough air in the trunk, he felt as though he was suffocating. Matt summoned all his strength and strained at his bonds. He figured he'd been immobilized with duct tape, the modern equivalent of baling wire. For all the good his struggles did him, his restraints could have been welded steel bands. There was no way he could part them with brute force. Sometime in the distant past, Matt had read about Houdini's escapes from handcuffs. Now he tried to recall the tricks the master illusionist used. First, get the hands in front. If Matt could do that, maybe he could use his teeth to tear through the tape. He bent his back, trying to ignore the pain it caused. He tucked his legs up behind him and strained every muscle, but without success. He took a deep breath and paid the price for it as pain coursed through his chest. He tried rolling over onto his stomach, but that was worse. He returned to his side. He struggled and strained to no avail. Despite regular exercise and an athletic body, Matt was unable to duplicate Houdini's maneuver. Apparently, what worked with handcuffs didn't translate so well when your wrists were bound together with tape that left no slack for movement. Matt's mind churned. Was there something in the trunk he could use to free himself? Maybe he could saw through the tape with a slotted end of the jack handle. No, the jack was stowed, along with a spare tire under a cover screwed down with a wing nut forming the floor of the trunk. As he kicked about in his efforts to escape, Matt's feet hit a blanket stuffed into the corner of the trunk. He heard a dull clunk and remembered the sack of emergency tools. He had brought them after one of Jennifer's fault-finding comments, this one about him being unprepared for a road emergency. He pictured the contents in his mind's eye. A pair of jumper cables, a fire extinguisher, a can of Fix-A-Flat, a roll of duct tape, and 2 road flares. Not much to work with, and not a sharp edge in the bunch. Except the only flares he'd found in the store were a version favored by police and highway patrol, flares with a spike on one end to be stuck into asphalt. If he could get...